Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mumma of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mumma of Many, Christine Field Ministries. And I just felt so strongly I had to go live with what I believe to be a right now word from the Lord. And without further ado, I really want to dive in today, not waste any time, but give all of this time that the Holy Spirit has given to us back to the Lord. I value your time too. So I just want to, by the Spirit of the Lord, release his word today as I sense the Lord poured it in to me. I had the honour and privilege of being a part of and speaking at the God Entrepreneurs Summit 2025 this last weekend, and the Lord moved mightily. As I was actually live, the Holy Spirit poured in a right now word, and that word was, I am recharging you. And I just sensed to bring that to every one of you today. I sensed the Lord would say to his very own, he is recharging you. To his church today, corporately, he is recharging you. Twofold. Firstly, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. We know that Jesus Christ declared with power to be the Son of God when he rose again from the dead. The hallmark, the brand identity, branding of God's kingdom kids and of his church should be power. We have been branded, and the branding comes through the fire. For Gucci, they have the double G. We have the double portion power of God through the Holy Spirit upon our lives, upon the church, and that double portion. We are his kings. We are his ones that he calls us to rule and reign. What we permit is permitted. What we do not permit is not permitted. And we are his priests. In the Old Testament times before Christ came, you were either a king or a priest. It was Uzziah, King Uzziah, who was an affront to God whenever he went to fulfill the priestly function and bring the sacrifice in the temple. And it didn't bode well for him. But in these days, because Jesus has come, he's the firstborn of many. He is the Son of God who's released us to be the sons and daughters of the King of Kings. He said to his disciples before he ascended to heaven, that I return to my God and your God, to my Father and to your Father. The very same sonship and daughtership that Jesus knows, we have been given that very DNA of God for those who have received Jesus as their Savior. We are born again of the bloodline of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. I didn't mean to say any of that today, but that is the recharging that has been given to us. We lost his power. We lost his Holy Spirit through sin in the Garden of Eden, but through the cross and through the Holy Spirit coming upon us, we are recharged once more. And for many of you today, you have been feeling weak. You've been feeling battle-worn. Well, I want to bring the word of the Lord today. He says that my strength will be made perfect in your weakness. You were never called to feel courageous, to feel strong, but you were called by God and charged by God in his word to be courageous and to be strong. And we can only do that regardless of what we're feeling, regardless of our circumstances, by faith and through the power of his word and the Holy Spirit within us. And secondly, as the Lord is replenishing and he's recharging us and pouring in his power, he's refreshing, he's reviving, he's restoring us, the Lord would say, secondly today, he is recharging. He is giving us his right now word, his instructions, his charges for his church. And I want to release just a little bit of what I sense the Lord would say in and around that today, because we get to then partner with heaven on the earth to release his works and wonders. This season that we are coming into, there's a whole new season. It's going to get darker for the world, but for you, child of God, and for the church, it's going to be brighter and brighter. The light is going to shine brighter. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And when does the light shine? Isaiah 60 shows us when the gross darkness covers the earth. Well, if you're not finding the darkness pretty gross right now, I don't know where you're looking, but thank God that we are arising in his light and we are shining. And this era, this season is going to be marked by miracles. Make a note of it. Marked by miracles for those who are arising, recharged by the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit, that are bringing his brand image. What is the brand identity of his church? Its power to the earth. It's healing. It's miracles. It's signs and wonders. It's miracles in the marketplace. It's miracles in finances. It's miracles in marriages and in relationships. A miracle is something that goes against the natural flow of things. It's the supernatural upon the natural. So let's be believing and seeing that outworked in our lives at this time. In Bible times, God's children fought against so many ites. There was the Amalekites, the Canaanites, the Moabites. But in our days, I sensed the Lord say to me last night, my children are fighting the Midianites and the parasites. What are the Midianites? Oh, we cannot trust everything that we see naturally outworked on our television screens and from the mainstream media right now. I've said many times, you've heard me say when I was ministering in Africa recently about go with the flow and go in the overflow. The Lord would also say there is a time where we have to be strong fish that swim against the flow. When I was just a teenager, the Lord gave me a dream. And in this dream, I was with all of my friends, and some of them were my Christian friends and Christian leaders through youth at the time that I was part of the leadership with. And we were all swimming and having a great time in this river until I turned around and I started swimming against the flow. And I was very aware that in my dream, I looked ridiculous. Friends began laughing and people I didn't know laughing and mocking. But I was swimming upstream against the flow. And I was reminded of that at this time. And I sensed that's been so prevalent, that picture in my life, that vision that the Lord gave me, that there has been many times we have to go across and against the flow of mainstream media, of this world, of all that it's portraying. And we've got to be prepared sometimes to step up, to stand out, to sound stupid, to look stupid, by standing on God's word and by standing on truth. So we have to go against sometimes that mainstream media. The mainstream media right now is really going against God's own and Israel, and many believers are getting sucked into that deception. So we must be people who are aware. The mainstream media and so many in this world right now, they're going against God's word with regard to gender, with regard to homosexuality, with regard to so much that we can try and gloss over as being okay, but is actually destructive to people's lives because it's going against what and who they were created for. God's word gives the instruction. We need to be not proud, but we need to be loud and humble in these days to bring the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we must be people that we will swim against the flow, no matter what the cost to us, where we have to be people who will bring his ways, his truth, and his life, the life and power and joy and peace of the Holy Spirit. In his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And the parasites that we have to deal with, well, those are the things that would suck the life and the purposes of God out of us if we let them. Don't let them. Let's be people of faith at this time. So this prophetic word the Lord gave to me was after actually watching the news, and Prime Minister Netanyahu had just given a speech, and I'm going to give you his speech. Last time I spoke about the month that we'd entered into, the month of Av, and I was explaining in our August, it overlaps with July and August, and I explained how there are 3 weeks that ends on the 3rd of August, which was the date when the Jewish Brothers and Sisters Israel commemorates the destruction of the first and the second temple. Both happened on what was called the 9th of Av. For us in our calendar this year, it was on the 3rd of August. And so it's the day after that, and he calls it Tisha B'Av. Okay, so now I'm going to give the speech. Netanyahu, on the night after Tisha B'Av, 1,955 years ago, we lost the temple because we fell from within. Hatred, division and civil wars. Today, on the night after Tisha B'Av, we are united. We fight together and we win together. We have achieved historic accomplishments because we were not divided, because we stood together and fought together. We will continue until the enemy is defeated. All captives are free. All those hostages. Oh, the pictures and the images. That is where the true genocide is in Gaza right now. All captives are freed and security is ensured for the residents of Israel. And while we fight, we also build. Remember that. While we fight, we also build. Today, the government will approve 3.2 billion shekels for the rehabilitation of the South and the regional councils. For the people of Israel, together we win. As goes Israel, so goes the church. Hey, Israel is at war. And I'm not saying that in war there are not absolute atrocities, but Israel is fighting a war that they never asked for. Don't believe everything that you see and everything that you hear. Yes, disasters do happen, but I can say on behalf of Israel, as a fact, here's truth right now, they are one of the most upstanding nations on the earth because of God's commandments given to them, because of God's word, because of their value of life. They believe save one life, it's as though you save the whole world. They fight their enemies, but oh, they stand for life and the preservation and the protection of life. That's why they will give such a high price and pay such a high price for their hostages. And so at this time, be aware that Israel is doing all that it can to preserve human life. And the tragedies that happen in and around that are heartbreaking. I know that. So we pray for God's protection and for God's peace to be at work. But what I do want to bring now is four words that the Lord gave to me through that, as he said, as Israel goes, so goes the church. Number one, the Lord says unity is key for his church, for his pastors, his leaders at this time. Unity is key. Don't fight within, fight the real enemy. Where there is unity, the Lord commands the blessing. Let our heartbeat be as one with Christ and each other continually. I know in the Old Testament, there's a story where one of the kings of Israel goes to another king and says, you know, will you come along with me? Will you fight the enemy with me? And his response is, I think it might be Jehoshaphat, but don't quote me on that. As one. And that is how God is calling his children to be at this time, that we will be those, as Jesus said, by this will all men know you are my followers, when you have love one for another, when we truly will lay down our lives, our opinions, our wants for others. Jesus first, ourselves last, and others in between. That makes up the word joy. I remember that from being a young girl, and Julian Norman used to sing that to us at a kids' club. So yes, remember that joy. Jesus first, yourself last, others in between. Romans 12 verse 9 we read, don't just pretend to love others, really love them. Hate what is wrong, hate what is evil, and cling to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honouring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality, open homes and open hearts. I believe that is something that is going to be key in these days that we are coming into. Transparency, openness, hospitality, love for one another. We're going to need it for what's coming, church. Bless those who persecute you. Don't curse them. Pray that God will bless them. Be happy with those who are happy and weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with each other. Don't be too proud to enjoy the company of ordinary people. Always want to hang out with me, will you please? Let's never get too big for our boots. Let's stay in humility and dependency on the Lord, and then in humility and love with one another too. And don't think you know it all. Never pay back evil with more evil. Do things in such a way that everyone can see you're honourable. Do all you can to live in peace with everyone. Dear friends, never take revenge. Leave that to the righteous anger of God. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge. I will pay them back, says the Lord. Instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they're thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil with good. That's the hallmark of God's church at this time, that we are going to be those who truly love in word, but not just in word, in action, indeed, that we will lay down our lives, open our homes and our hearts for others. Secondly, the Lord would say, there's a hole in the wall. Strengthen your walls, gates, borders, and doors. We can see that as of October the 7th, there was a hole that was punched through from Gaza that the enemy, terrorists, Hamas, broke out into Israel and massacred over 1,200 of our Jewish brothers and sisters, brutally, babies, children, horrific. Well, the Lord would say, there's a hole in the wall. That same evil ideology is within our nations today, and we must be aware, and we must be not in fear but in faith, and we must be praying for a revival, that these people, that Muslims, that people from all walks of life and every religion will come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour. There's a hole in the wall. Strengthen your walls, gates, borders and doors. I know I've said it many's a time before, but just as the enemy broke through Gaza to steal, to kidnap, to kill and to terrorise, Israel is now rising up. It's take back time. It's restoration time. This is war. And I sense that the Lord would say to his church, we must arise once more. We must arise with the power of the word of the Lord, not apologetically. Jesus came the first time as the Lamb of God. John said, prepare the way for the Lord. It was prepare the way for the Lamb that would be slain. Make no mistake, he is coming again as the Lion of Judah. And we are to prepare the way, the Lord said to me. And I've spoken it out in Africa, and I've spoken it out at various meetings that I've been at. The Lord would say to us very clearly, today, prepare the way, not apologetically. You're not to be pulling back. You're not to be weak. You're not to be holding back, but you are to be strong and powerful. You are the lions on the earth, preparing the way for the lion. Jesus Christ, our soon coming King, and he is going to roar. We need to be roaring. Businesses roaring and storming with God's blessing, with his light in the darkness. We're not going by what the media says. We're not going by what world economics say. We are people of the kingdom of God, not of this world. Isaac sowed in a time of famine and distress, and he reaped a hundredfold. God gives the ability to gain wealth. The Lord wants his children healthy, and he wants his children wealthy. Where do I get that from? Let everything be established by God's word. I spoke it out at the Entrepreneurs Conference on Saturday. Be prosperous and in health, even as our souls prosper. How do our souls prosper? We can't earn our salvation by putting our faith in Jesus Christ and in his word, in the Holy Spirit. As we do that in our work, in our finances, in every area, then we are going to know God's health and his wealth, not for selfish purposes, but all for our King and his kingdom, all to serve others, also that we can pour out everything he pours into us, blessed to be a blessing. I didn't even mean to say that. What I did mean to say is Nehemiah 4, verse 13 to 14. Therefore, I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the openings. The wall in Nehemiah's time was broken down. The children of God, Israel, was rebuilding the wall. This is the time for us, church, just as Israel is strengthening her walls, gates, borders, and doors. We must strengthen for our marriages, for our own lives personally. Marriages, families, starts with us. For our churches, we must strengthen our walls, gates, borders, and doors. As goes Israel, so goes the church. Therefore, I positioned men behind the lower parts of the wall at the openings, and I set the people according to their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. It goes on and says, then as I looked over the situation, I called together the nobles and the rest of the people and said to them, don't be afraid of the enemy. Remember the Lord who is glorious, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. Oh, let's rise and fight. The children of Israel, they had to have their weapons on them and their in one hand and their tools in the other hand. And God, at his command, he gave them great victory. This is a time where, yes, there's a hole in the wall. We can read in Ezekiel 8, where God looks through the hole in the wall of his temple. And he sees things going on that shouldn't be going on. The Lord would say to his church at this time, he's starting with our hearts. He is purifying his bride. He is taking his church back. He is the head. We must all align with his strategy, with his word, with his ways, with the ways of the Holy Spirit to be outworked at this time. Whatever he says goes. And as it says in Ezekiel 8, he looked through the hole in the wall of the temple and he saw all of these things going on that shouldn't be going on. The Lord says he's cleaning house today. The Lord says that he is bringing exposure today, but ultimately it is good for those who will surrender, for those who will come within God's hands, his healing hand, his cleansing hand. We will know his perfect plans outworked at this time. It says in 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 11, therefore God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false. These are the last days and they are being characterized by deception, delusion and confusion in the world. But for the people of his word, they're going to be characterized by light. The light of Jesus, the light of the world shining through us into the darkness and overcoming the darkness. We win. They're going to be characterized by miracles. That's going to be the mark of God's church at this time and our lives. They're going to be characterized by his power being outworked. In Romans 16, verse 17 to 20, and now I make one more appeal, my dear brothers and sisters. Watch out for people who cause divisions and upset people's faith by teaching things contrary to what you have been taught. That's wrong doctrines. That's anything that wants to compromise with God's truth and with God's word for our lives, for cities, for nations, and for how we are to live. He's recharging us today to be biblically correct by the and to live out his purposes by the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit through us. He is saying to us today that we cannot be bringing and living by wrong doctrines or teaching within church mistruths, watered down truth, giving sugary treats that actually contain poison. Just because maybe we want to go with the popular opinion, we must go with the biblical word of God in everything. This is a strong word today, but it is so key to our victory. It's so key to being the miraculous, strong church and the beautiful bride that Christ is preparing for himself on the earth at this time. Stay away from them. We must stay away from those mistruths. We must stay away from those false doctrines the church replacing Israel, that's a false doctrine. And many are falling into that trap. And many are believing conspiracy theories concerning Israel right now. That is the deception and that is the delusion that I said would be characterized in the last days from 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11, we mentioned before. Stay away from them. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. That's not serving God's purposes at this time, where we are to be faith-filled, where we're to be power-packed. They are serving their own personal interests. And I'll go stronger than that because the Bible makes it clear it's demonic. It comes, it's the doctrine of demons. By smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people. But everyone knows that you are obedient to the Lord. Oh, may that be known of you and me and of his church continually, his remnant bride. This makes me very happy. I will want you to be wise in doing right and to stay innocent to any wrong. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. He will do it. We just need to obey him all the way and God will work through us and through his church on the earth. How exciting is that? May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. What is the grace of the Lord? It's his favour. It's his blessing. Oh, wow. It's actually his whole persona being released and shining in his power through us at this time. Thirdly, today, the Lord would say, as we fight, we build. From Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I touched on it before. Every one of the builders in Nehemiah's day, as they were rebuilding the walls, gates, their borders, their doors, as they were rebuilding the temple of the Lord, every one of the builders had his sword girded at his side as he built, sword in one hand, tool in the other. In these times, we are to be God's watchmen and watchwomen on the walls. We are to guard, to guide, to protect. We are to be strong and stand upon his word, whatever the cost. And fourthly, today, the Lord would say, all from that speech, as the Holy Spirit released this download from Netanyahu's speech yesterday, every need divinely supplied. The Lord's resource will never run dry. We are going to live in miraculous supply in these days. That's going to be another definition of our times for the bride of Christ. We will know no lack because there's no lack in him. The word of God tells us in Psalms that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness. He is in the fullness. God is not a God of lack. That comes through sin. That comes through turning away from God's ways. But we can be continually drawing from his never-ending supply. And how do we do that? By faith in his word, by activating his word in us, by getting a hold of his promises and making them your own. Write them on a post-it, put them beside where you're brushing your teeth, where you're doing your makeup, but get God's word in you, because God's word in your bank, you will be able to draw it out whenever you need it in miraculous supply. And it says, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So wrapping this up today, to recap, number one, the Lord would say, unity is key. Don't fight within, fight the real enemy without. Secondly, there's a hole in the wall. God is calling us to be repairers of the breach, to rebuild the wall, to be the watchmen and watchwomen on the wall, and to purify his temple. And that's by coming to him, returning to the Lord and returning in rest. You will be saved in quietness and confidence. You will find rest, but you would not. May we be those returning is repentance, is coming to the Lord and having humility and complete dependency on him as his temple, because we are the temples of the Lord. It starts with you and me, and then corporately, when we come together, we can be that pure, power-packed temple of the Lord, his church on the earth, his ecclesia, his movement, the very movement and wind and breath of God and word of God. works and wonders of God outworked through us. Three, as we fight, we build. The Lord says, yes, we are at war, but this is building time. God is going to bless you, increase you, and favour you. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I love the scripture. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, not your plans. I know it's God's plans, my plans, that will bless you, increase you, favour you, that will not harm you. That's all in God's DNA for you. That's in his plans for you. That will give you a hope, confident expectation of good and of God. That's biblical hope and a future. So that's what we are rising, fighting, and we are building for. So as we fight, we build. And fourthly, the Lord would say, every need divinely supplied. His supply will never run dry. I want the Lord's anointing on my life more than anything. That's his empowering. That's the equipping of the Holy Spirit. Working, talking, walking his purposes out through me. Those who are children of God, sons of God, are led by the Spirit of God. I don't want to just bring information, but revelation and transformation. And I pray today that as God releases this word through the authority and power of the Holy Spirit, he will bring transformation to your life and to his church. Cleanse and purify his bride, his temple. You are the temple of the Lord. It starts with you and me at this time. May we be people of his word. Jesus is the word. May we be people who love Jesus, his ways, and may we release his word and his ways to the world around us in these days, in Jesus' mighty name. You can tell my voice is going. I think I'm all talked out from conference and all the rest going on. But hey, I'm so thankful I've been able to declare and decree, so shall it be, that God's church, God's own, are going to arise. Receive his word from the throne today and go forward in power, strength, love and might, and be and become all he has called us to be. In Jesus' name, shall we pray? Father, I thank you for your word today. I pray, Lord, now that you will have your way. Lord, that we will be people that the hallmark upon us, branded with your truth, branded with your power, branded, Lord, and releasing your word, works, wonders, and ways on the earth for such a time as this. We pray for Israel at this time. Lord, we pray for your church that she will expose the deceptions and the delusions at work, and we will stand against that evil, twisted, anti-Semitic spirit, that we will stand as one with Israel, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you'll fulfill your purposes through Israel. Bless Israel. You say you will bless those who bless her. Lord, I pray that you will open our eyes to see and our ears to hear and our hearts to receive all you have for us at this time, and that we, Lord, will rise and build. And Lord, I thank you as we fight. We don't fight for victory, but we fight from a position of victory, for the weapons of our warfare are not natural, but supernatural, to the pulling down of every stronghold of darkness. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Till next time.